So there was an app that was a game that involved birds being flung through the air and trying to knock pigs out or explode them, and that was basically the whole thing. It was a game that involved geometric shapes, and it was really just a catapult. So basically the digital equivalent of a hypothetical pool cue, knocking different combinations into the corner pocket of exploding pigs. So if you can fathom that, there was a movie created about that. Of course, they're having no plot to such a game. The basic three-act narrative structure of a movie requires some type of attempt to create a plot. Thus, the Angry Birds movie, which can be summed up as such. Why are the birds so angry? Hence, and that's the question the movie gets around to solving, which I will spoil for you here, because the pigs are taking their eggs. That whole plot, which is summed up in one frozen still screenshot of the first image of the game, is the hour and 35 minute movie. It's actually pretty good. So that's the other weird thing. It's not terrible. It's kind of like the game itself in a way, in such that the game is seems simple, but it's pretty fun to play. Movie same way, seems kind of simple. It's pretty fun to watch. The animation is quite beautiful. Jason Sudeikis is pretty funny as the main character, and because the source material is so basic, it's quite easy to add layers upon layers of postmodern concepts to the birds. For example, why does this bird explode? For when you play the game, there's not a lot of time spent into that. But here, under the framework of like an anger management, so basically taking the Adam Sandler movie Anger Management and turning it into the backdrop for the Angry Birds movie, and it walks a fine line with general sort of silly gags, and it's not terrible. So what's to be said other than this is entertainment as evidenced by giving the people what they want, and that is to say, when you make billions of dollars on a ridiculously simple game, the merchandising and marketing follows it. So this is the filmic equivalent of the E.T. book, which was written after the movie came out and was basically just a short version of the screenplay without much added for those of us that were sucked into that world for a few hundred pages of reading E.T. the book. No doubt Angry Birds the book will be just as interesting as Angry Birds the movie, which is as interesting as Angry Birds the game. Not nearly as fun. Also, if you feel like just playing a game of pool, or perhaps taking a quarter and rolling it towards the end of the table and seeing if it'll fall off or not, then you've just discovered the next billion-dollar idea. We call it Angry Quarter Tables. That's the deal. So, yeah.